in school, or a schoolboy might say to a teacher, you know, why is she blaming me? I wrong.
What? Was it?
Or if you know you hadn't done anything wrong, you said I
ain't done nothing wrong.
Okay.
Not guilty.
Okay, and if somebody apologizes for breaking your rake, you say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
That's all right, I didn't like you anyway.
Okay. And,
and then I'd break the rest of it over his head.
Okay, a crying child might say, he was eating candy and didn't give me of it.
Any?
Okay.
None?
That's it. Let's see, usually at what time do you hear owls outside your window?
Well, as we took down the last tree out there about 5 years ago, we don't. Hear them about dusk.
Okay.
They'll come out and start talking about that.
And when do you usually go to bed? What time? Not a specific time, but...
At night? Mm-hmm.
At night time.
That time?
Yes. Okay. Now, if there's a little boy and they give him everything he wants and he's all spoiled, when he grows up, you might say, he'll have his trouble.
Mature?
Okay. Maybe often is not or apt is not. Just something like that. Okay. What do you call trenches cut by a plow?
Furrow?
Mm-hmm. And if you got rid of all the brush and trees and grass or something on the land.
Uh-huh. New ground?
Right.
Make a new ground. Clear new ground.
Okay. And, let's see, like if you have a second cutting of clover or grass, what do you call the old dry dead grass that is left over on the ground?
Cover.
A cover, okay. And the wheat is tied up into a...
shock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a sheaf? Like a sheaf of wheat? Or tied into a sheaf?
Okay. Well, we shock corn around here, not raised wheat in Alabama.
Oh, okay.
You can, but the head is so small that it's waste of time to do it. But they used to before they said the war raised wheat. But that was just tradition probably from Europe. But the corn, they weren't doing anything with it, so they quit.
If you're talking about like a measurement of wheat or something, you might say we raise 40 blank of wheat to an acre.
Pecks?
Or 4 pecks make a...
four.
Well, what 4 things make a peck?
What 4 things make a peck? I don't know.
What's a bushel? Doesn't it take...
2 pecks?
2 pecks. Well, 2. I forgot all that.
Gotcha. I love these archaic names. You know how many rods are in a mile? 360.
Okay. So what's 2 pecks?
A bushel. That's what it's
called. Okay. What do you do to separate the oats from the grain?
Wind it.
What if you hit it?
Beat it.
In biblical times they used to...
thresh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, threshing floor.
Right.
After you do that, you put it in a basket and hold it up to the wind and pour it, it blows the trash out. The grain falls. It's windy.
Okay. And if you and another man have a job to do, when you told him about it, you'd say, you and have to do a job. Yeah. Okay. And if you're speaking to him, okay, you're talking about a job you have to do. You say the job is for blank to do, talking about.
For you.
Okay, just both of you doing it, then the job is
wrong. Well, I can't do it.
No, it is.
Us?
Yes. Okay. And if your friend, you know, is a boy, then you'd say, you know, like, blank and blank are coming over, referring to that y'all are going over to somebody's house.
I didn't hear you when you didn't break it, but you'll have to say it again.
Okay. You have a friend who's a guy, and y'all are going to somebody's house. You'd say, blank and blank are coming over to your house.